Jody Hamilton live in studio.
How come everyone else is having all the fun except for us? So what happened?
Dick Van Dyke was in Santa Monica, I guess.
At a Denny's,
which is already just cool.
And then what happened?
And then they broke into the song Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. The whole place did. Everybody was doing stuff. It was awesome.
I was home watching a cat video, watching Psycho, and listening to Rudy Giuliani say how despicable.
We didn't have any turf for pet. Before Obama got in there and
screwed everything
up. Except for that one time with that terrorist airplane.
Me just getting building. Spit on by Rudy Giuliani watching cat videos. My life.
Can I get an umbrella?
It was the 6-year anniversary of my coming out on the radio, though. And somebody
Happy
sent
anniversary.
Me a, thank you. I'm going to die alone like that stupid mouse eating Gouda in your closet.
With my
leaf blower.
Smoked Gouda.
How much you want to bet I'm going to kill myself with my leaf blower by accident? Someone said a beautiful poem. If you ever fall in love with someone who wants to know your favorite color, just how you like your coffee. Fall in love with someone who loves the way you laugh.
You need an Leif Erikson blower.
Excuse me, Jim. Why must you take everything beautiful in my life and make it dirty? And would hear absolutely anything to hear it. Fall in love with someone who puts their head on your chest just to hear your heartbeat. Fall in love with someone who kisses you in public and is proud to show you off to anyone they know. Yeah!
Yeah!
I'm sorry. It's a personal
issue. That was your outside voice.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that part out loud? Yeah. Bitter. Party of one. Fall in love with someone who makes you question why you were afraid to fall in love in the first place. Fall in love with someone who would never ever want to hurt you. Fall in love with someone who falls in love with your flaws and thinks you're perfect just the way you are. Oh, that I need for sure. Fall in love with someone who thinks that you are the one they would like to wake up to each day. Thank you for that beautiful love poem. I found my future wife, though, and it was that woman. It was the drunk woman that was almost drowned in her car in Louisiana. But she was like, yeah, my dog! Oh, my God, that's... My wife.
I love her, too. I'm with her.
Like, they pull her out of the roof, so they save her life.
Right.
She's drunk and belligerent.
Get the dog! The dog better be okay!
It's a guy's fault that just saved her. Yeah. Anyway, it's a little white dog that looks like it could be Max and Fred's little brother.
Yeah.
Oh, here she is.
Do you have something?
Yeah.
Get out! Give me a knife.
Watch your eyes.
The important thing is, it's a happy ending. It's important
the dog
thing is a
was
happy
rescued.
Ending. Yes. Okay. See?
It's all that matters.
Being drunk and belligerent is not always a bad thing.
Get my dog.
I just saved your life. You! Get my dog, you loser!
That'd be me.
That'd be me, too. Yeah. I wouldn't want to go if I didn't have my dog. Forget
I'm
it.
Fine. Go get my dog.
Get my dog.
Different.
Stupid. Get my dog and get me a drink. Owen! Skate my cards!
That's going to be me in like another week. All right. Or I might marry the Irish rowers because how hilarious.
Oh my God, I love them.
Even people in Ireland are like, huh? We can't understand
that. I didn't understand a word of that. Where are you from?
We need a close touch.
Paul and Gary.
The background might look superimposed, but it's very real.
It is, yeah.
Certainly.
That's all there. Lads, listen, Paul, what has the last few hours been like for you?
I've been shooken off now, to be honest, since the racing. I've been tired now and the legs are like jelly, but yeah, I suppose we did a bit of celebrating and did the podium thing and got to put on the podium pants as well, so that was quite nice. And saw the mother and the father and a few other people and took a few pictures and that. And then I had to go and do this doping control thing, so I was there for an hour or two trying to take a pee then into a comfort inn.
Comfort inn? What?
They were at
a comfort inn. He's trying to get to a comfort inn.
Something about his podium pants.
Yeah, he had to put on his podium pants.
Podium pants, and I went to the comfort inn.
Water and fodder.
Got a room at the comfort inn with his podium pants.
Would it be wrong to assume he's drunk because he's Irish, or is he just, we just can't understand
I'm not
him.
Drunk, I'm just Irish.
He's been busy there. I was running around having a great time signing photographs and autographs and taking pictures. We've been fairly tired now. We haven't had a bite to eat since after the weigh-in. We had a bread roll with some Nutella.
A bread roll. I'm fairly hungry now,
but I believe they're on their way with some pizzas for us.
Pizzas for us.
Gary has.
You want pizzas with bread, Nutella bread roll. Nutella bread rolls with pizza.
I've got podium. Nutella in my podium pants.
I wear my podium pants.
I got and Nutella in my podium pants. Eh? That was weird. Oh, presumably geez. That was English, but wow.
Right.
Yeah.
Where are my podium pants?
My first girlfriend, her mother, had a very thick Irish brogue, and I could never understand anything she was saying either.
I put some Nutella on the bread roll and stood there in the podium in my podium pants.
She was used to. Her name was Maureen, my girlfriend. So she used to go, Maureen, you better get your horse home, or I'll kick your ass all the way back from here to Niagara. You. That's all you remember. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. That's what I meant to say.
All right. Okay, so a man from
Florida,
and presumably a woman from
Florida,
and presumably a bunch of alligators from
Florida.
It's gator hunt time. I don't know why. They got to thin the herd or something.
Which herd?
Yeah, exactly.
Of the alligators, the dudes, or the chicks?
Yeah, they don't have the catch and release program.
No, they don't.
Apparently. This they is don't. A Florida gator yeah. hunter.
These gators here, they're smart, they're savvy. It's gator season, y'all!
Gator season, y'all!
Oh, my
Let's kill
God.
Some gators!
Right now, Hillary's ahead in Florida, but I'm just saying. Don't know how many gator hunters they are, but...
Don't get happy.
Here's one making some baby gator noises for your entertainment pleasure.
I'm actually going to start calling. I'll start trying to grunt one up, and I'll act like a baby alligator.
Clever.
What?
Was that it? Is that what a baby gator sounds like?
I guess.
Wow. That's weird. Sounds no gag reflex, apparently. Wow.
The gators have podium pants. That's what I'm wondering. Did they have a drink before
I just ate an Irish guy in his podium pants.
I got a bread roll and some Nutella. And I put on my podium pants. And stood on an alligator's nose. Just for fun.
All right.
Was I drunk? Yes, I was.
Yes. Okay. Here's another.
Oh, big one to our right. 10-footer. See him? So we're going to reel in our baits. Catch this one.
The next few minutes are intense.
He's right under us. Reel. Back up hard. He's coming to you. Straighten it up. You're about to run him over. Get out of there. Oh, I just lost him. No, he didn't. He's coming this way. Stop. Neutral, honey. Neutral. God dog it.
God dog it?
God dog it. That was very
stressful.
Scary.
That sounds very stressful.
That was very frightening.
Really? That's what you want during this election season? Something even more stressful?
With the psycho.
Let's go on a gator hunt.
Let's watch go psycho gator, and gator hunt.
God dog it.
God dog it. Your podium pump.
Is that some sort of gator swear? It's God dog it. I've never even heard that.
Oh, jeez. There's a gator rare my podium pants.
Oi. You're confusing the two stories now. The Irish guys are different than the gator hunters.
Oh, were they swimming with
is
the gator?
Is there more? And yet there's more. Okay.
Bang stick is used to shoot the gator in the head.
Oh.
I've actually had alligators that I thought were dead in the boat come fully back to life. So we always, when we kill the gator, bring them in the boat. I normally will sever their spine and tape their mouth.
And there it is, the first catch of the season.
They are mean to those gators. Jeez. What did the gators ever do to them?
Well, killed a kid there.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, they ate that one kid. Okay.
Whatever.
See, one time eat one kid.
Whatever. Not the gator's fault. Gators go. You're in the gator's house.
Right.
True.
Kid's in the gator's house.
Exactly.
Jim.
He was in the gator's house. You go into the shark's house, problems. You go into the bear's house, you're going to have problems. Right. That was the gator's house.
Right. Yep.
Just
right.
Don't forget your podium pants.
You don't see alligators on the water slides.
Nope.
Yeah, because they know that's our house.
Well, and we can die in them, apparently, too.
Without a gator.
Apparently, there are no safety regulations at all.
Right.
You know,
in Kansas, right.
For the, well.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Anywhere, probably.
Isn't it a German word for insane? The
it was something like
that. Yeah.
No, the ride was
Bogen
called.
Something. Oh,
yeah,
yes.
The ride was called
Schlitterbahn.
They put a net over there so you wouldn't fly off the slide going down.
Oh.
Saying something.
There's a problem there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's boy. Bad design there.
I never forgot that. What's that horrible tragedy? Remember the jet that crashed in, the plane that crashed in Florida? And some people survived? And then they got eaten by an alligator.
By alligators, yeah.
That's a bad day.
That's not a good day.
Yay, I survived. Oh,
yeah, I survived. Oh, no, I didn't.
Clump. Yeah, that's...
It's never good.
Yeah.
Should have worn his podium pants.
That's a good news, bad news scenario there.
Standing there on the podium without your podium pants.
Wow.
It's embarrassing.
You say God doesn't have a sense of humor, right? Chances you survive a plane crash and then...
God dog it.
Then you'd say God dog it.
Yeah, you would.
The show is taking a dark turn this morning. I got a leaf blower. John and Austin. Hey, John. How are you?
He's got, what? Okay, something's wrong.
All right, something's going on. What's going on, Jim? We got to
find out. What's going on?
We got to do some extreme betting of these people on the phone.
What's going on?
Till we find out.
What's going on?
Thank you. Carol in North Carolina. Hello, Carol.
Oh, hi, Stephanie. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, hi.
I missed you.
Thank
you. I went to your show. It was so wonderful.
Asheville. Asheville Sexy Liberal. Yeehaw.
Oh, you betcha. I'm listening to you.
God dog it. That was fun.
And my phone. But yes, I went to the Tim Kaine and his wife came to campaign last night in Asheville.
Oh, good. Hmm. Yeah. My big sister lives in Virginia and she loves him. She says he's fantastic. Charlie Pierce wrote a piece that he said it's a good pick.
Mm-hmm. Well, I felt like I got to know him a lot better, and I think maybe she could have chosen his wife with her. Just saying. She was a very impressive person, and, you know, a couple things I got from that. Of course, they want to focus on economics because we have the horrible governor here that's just about run our state completely into the ground in every way possible.
Ugh, McCrory. Slowly I turn.
McCrony. Anyway, it was pretty good, and he made a point, you know, hey, there have been a lot of surprises this year. Let's not, even though we're ahead, even though people are saying that, you know, Donald Trump's...
No, I said it yesterday. Let's run scared. Run scared. Let's run terrified. Right? Let's be like you've survived a plane crash, but there's an alligator
still
behind you.
There's alligators out there, exactly.
Just saying.
Don't be happy.
I'm not worried about the alligators because I'm wearing my podium pants. And I'm drunk.
Stop mushing all the stories together.
Go get the dog.
Here my dog.
My dog.
He's got the podium pants.
I saw that she emerged from the water immediately pissed off at him for not getting the dog.
I get that. That makes sense to me.
Loser. You loser. All right. It's my girl.